I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities.
Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh, Rufio is in a mood.
Oh, gosh.
Rufio's in a mood.
Yay. Watch out.
I want to sit next to him. He's going to punch me today.
Oh, you did nothing wrong, Jason Brown.
Oh, thanks.
You're in the clear
thanks.
For today.
Not yet.
Yeah. You look great today.
I've been on the wrong side. Ben's on the wrong side. Any side I've been on is not the side of intern Benjamin, not Benjamin. A no show.
No call, no show.
No call, no show.
Yeah.
Which leaves a young Rufio.
not so young Rufio.
not so young Rufio. Running around like crazy in crisis mode. Adjusting satellites and connecting wires and climbing towers.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm so scared.
And he walked in here, he said, what did you say? What the first thing you walk in here, you said what?
He's dead to me.
I mean, that's a little dramatic, but
a little.
You gonna fire him personally? You gonna fire him yourself?
No, I don't have that power.
I mean, what's done is done. You know, what you do, if you fire him, then I guess we have to.
Right.
We have to fix it. You know. No, we're
not firing him, but he's gonna have a come to Jesus with both Rufio and I.
Oh,
oh my God,
man, mom and dad
taking
are mad. Mom and dad are mad.
Scared
for him.
Yeah.
No. I'm the silent assassin, and Rufio is the loud assassin.
Yep.
And I'm the last straw. If it winds up being a meeting with me, then
you come in.
Then you are. If I show up to your meeting, then we have ourselves a real situation.
Yeah.
Oh, someone with a folder comes in with me.
No, not the iPad.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
It's an iPad.
So when we fire people, is it because we read off of a script? Is that why?
Yeah.
Or are we gaming like while we're fighting?
Maybe both.
Distract.
You know, this is boring.
They give you I know you have had to fire people before because you're a manager. You actually rank higher in the org chart than I do here, which is amazing.
How does that work?
I know. I love it. No, I love it. But so you've had to fire people, which is horrible. No one wants to be fired. Nobody wants to have to fire someone. But what is it? You walk in there and then you literally read off the thing? Or did you try and memorize it so that it seemed a little more organic?
Yeah, sometimes I edit my own flair, you know?
Oh, I've been HR. I bet HR loves a little flair in the firing process.
The tears, obviously.
That
but
messes
like,
you up.
Yeah, but no, I mean, mine was virtual, so I just sort of like read. But you add in, I added in little personal stuff. I don't know.
What? Like, you're very pretty, but you're fired.
Right.
Like, hey, how's your cousin Jamie? Good, you're fired.
Right. I'll miss you, but you're fired.
Or, I know you're a big Bulls fan, looking forward to the season. Cool, you're fired.
Right. Personal
play. Yeah, I don't know. Trying to make it a little nice as it can be. I don't know.
I remember that you used to love Chili's. Tonight's not a night for a celebration, though.
You better save your money now.
You can't afford that triple dipper no more, homie.
Oh, God. I love that moment we shared together at the Pride Festival. Right. But you're fired.
Remember the Christmas party we were drunk?
Yeah. I love the personal twist. You know,
separate ways.
Yeah. It's time now for you to have no more Christmas parties.
Oh my God.
Typical radio. Let's make it ultra local. You know.
Oh, what a bad day.
Yeah. Hi, so and so.
PTSD.
Yeah.
How is it in Lincoln, Nebraska these days? Your hometown, because that's where you're going back to.
Did your parents miss you?
Because you're fired.
Oh, God.
I know you're close with family, and that's a good thing.
You're about to get closer.
Do they have room in their house?
This is not funny. I mean, no, it's hilarious,
it
actually,
not.
But it's not
really
funny.
Was a
no,
bad day.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Intern
okay.
Benjamin, wake up, not man. Benjamin.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, he didn't. I texted him, but he didn't respond.
Wake up.
By the way, when they fire me, it's not if, it's when. They won't do it here. I think they'll like take me to lunch and do it in public. That's what I think they'll do.
Oh. Or
they'll
public.
Do it. Or they'll really? Do it on the phone. And a bunch of big talkers around here, they're all going to line up to see who gets to do it, too. Like that. And I bet they make someone else do it. Like
Jason.
Like all the big talk around here, all the, I'm the boss. Don't make somebody else do it. Yeah, don't make Jason do it. Hey,
hello,
friend.
Christopher.
Yeah. Hello, Christopher. Thank you for taking the time today.
I know you love your mom.
Oh, my God. Is that part of the script?
No, I don't remember.
They thank you for showing up to your own termination.
Thank you so much for being here.
Right. Oh, no.
Savage.
However,
we really appreciate your time.
Thank you for being on time for your firing meeting. We appreciate
You're welcome
it.
To count this as 1 hour.
Your last hour.
Yes.
But it will be your last.
Oh my God.
We're moving in a different direction, and that direction is away from you.
Only
funny because it's true. Oh my God. I want to believe that he got back from wherever he was with his girlfriend or something, and he forgot to set his alarm. Yeah. And what I don't hope for him, but it will happen. If in fact he intended to come today, he's going to wake up with the worst feeling on earth.
Yeah, been there.
It's awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, at my last show I worked on, they actually sent cops to go wake someone up. Imagine that wake up when you overslept for work because it was getting scary.
Wait,
like how long she was sleeping.
Oh, you meant like.
No, they literally cops were pounding on their door and then broke into their apartment. Yeah, she was completely fine. She was just asleep.
Oh my!
Oh, because I was like, oh, like, haha, funny. Like, oh, good, let's get some cops out to Ben and Mean's house. But they were actually concerned about her safety.
Well, yeah, but it was haha funny when she was just asleep and the cops were in her apartment.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
Yeah,
that's a next level makeup anxiety.
So if we need a wellness check on Ben,
I don't know. I mean, it's bad if you wake up late for anything, but for some reason, it's especially bad. When you wake up and you were supposed to be someplace much, much, much earlier in the morning. I don't know what it is. Maybe because like this starts when it starts and there's no flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why it's worse. Like if you have a job where, you know, if you roll in an hour late, that's not good. But like you can still just stay an hour later and get everything done or whatever. Yeah. But like this thing, no matter what you do, like at, you know, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., whatever, this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it will happen without you, because it has to. So maybe that's why it's even worse.
Mm-hmm. Let's call him on the air. Let's see if he's going to wake up.
Well, he's no call, no show.
Well, we have to call him every hour to wake him up.
You should call him, Fred. You should have your number on there.
Ooh,
then he'll be so scared.
Yes. Everyone needs at least one of these.
Just text him and say, where are you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
? And then just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Just a question mark, I think, is scarier.
My stomach hurts so bad.
Jason's like, you're the devil.
All right, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Just a question mark.
I opened my text from Fred. It was just a question mark. But I would do it myself.
Oh, he did it. Oh, my God.
That'll get him up. That'll get him up.
It hasn't delivered, though.
Oh, he blocked you.
Is his phone dead?
His phone's dead.
Oh, really? Well, have yours delivered? Have your text to him delivered?
Mine sent as a text message green.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's got to be dead.
Actually, to be honest, now I'm going to feel really bad if we just spent the last minute, 10 minutes railing on the guy. And, like, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he's
sincerely
okay.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, of course we do.
Maybe he didn't charge his phone overnight.
I mean, probably died. Yeah. Rufio isn't worried about it, but we're all worried to make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
Because Rufio's already determined that he's
dead to him.
Yeah, right.
You're really going to regret
it. He can still wake up and log in from home and do some work.
Oh, he's going to have all the hours tomorrow when he gets here.
Yeah, he's working 24 straight tomorrow.
You know, he don't play about his hours.
Yeah.
He has a certain amount of hours.
Right.
That's it.
Don't get everybody started on that again, because we had this conversation and people feel vastly, drastically different about this, which is crazy to me, to be honest. But yeah, you know, our Ben, we love Ben, and he's learning. He's very young, and he has 29 hours that he can work, and we're trying to get him to full time. You know, this is a bit of a setback this morning, but other than that, we're
a bit of a setback.
Right. Yeah, we may have posted his job on the internet, but. I don't know how to do that, but someone does. And but he will work the number of hours that he has, and that's it. And when he reaches that number, and he's counting in his head, and when he reaches that number, then no more worky worky. Mm-hmm. And you know, I understand that the law would say but I think most of us, you know, starting in our careers, we're maybe a little more relaxed about, how many hours we were compensated for and how many hours we would put in.
Right. Hours are more of like an idea.
It's a suggestion.
They are an actual time situation.
More of a broad concept.
Right. It's a concept. Hours are a concept, really.
Right. Yeah.
You're trying to get full time, I would assume you go above and beyond, right?
And yes. I'm not suggesting anybody should be taken advantage of, and I don't think that we are, but I would also say, you know, I might just, I mean, don't work 60 hours if you only get, but I don't know, if it winds up being 31, 30.
Right. Help out the team.
You know. These things happen. And
we can't count meetings either, but it's new.
I mean, think about it. And for those of you going like, well, that's not fair or whatever. If you have a full-time job or salary job, that's usually based on 40 hours.
Right.
I don't know too many people listening right now who are putting in just 40 hours. Mm-hmm. So in theory, I guess anyone who's working more than 40 hours is. But you don't look at it that way.
Right.
Because if you take pride in your job, then you just. And I'm not saying he doesn't, but you do what you got to do, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, to make yourself valuable, especially if you're trying to get a full-time job. Hey, Ryan, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Ryan, are you willing to go over to Benjamin's house and figure out if he's okay? Because I'm a little worried, to be honest with you. Now I think we've made fun of him for a while, and I'm like, I really hope he's okay. But what did you want to say?
I was just saying that back when I used to be a school bus driver, this happens several times. I don't know how I never got fired, but I just wouldn't be up. I'd get a call asking where I was, and it's like, oh, I guess I'll be there in 40 minutes.
Yeah, but in 40 minutes, it's like 8 o'clock, school
like
already started.
Second period already.
So you're rolling up to all the bus stops, there's nobody there, but hey, I did it. I was there, and it was late.
Those kids were late, and I took very, very few.
Did you wind up getting fired from that job?
No, I don't know how I never got fired. I have no idea how.
Wow. Oh, well, yeah, that's an important one to make sure if you're the bus driver that you arrive on time. Thank you, Ryan. Have a good day.
Yeah.
I don't know why I remember this, but we had a babysitter growing up. My sister was much younger. I mean, I was at 7 and a half when she was born.
The one you tried to fire?
No. Her name was Kim. She was hot. But yeah, I tried to fire her.
Oh, okay.
It didn't work. Unfortunately, I had to apologize. But this was maybe before her. But my sister was so much younger that it wasn't, I mean, I wasn't equipped to, like, when my parents went to work in the summer and stuff, like, I wasn't equipped to watch her. So we had, like, a babysitter that would come when my mom wasn't there. And I don't know why I remember this, but I was so young. Her boyfriend came over, and he was a mobile DJ.
Yeah.
And it was a Saturday night, and my parents went out to dinner. So he comes over and with the babysitter lady, and it's like 7 o'clock, and he was like, yeah, I was supposed to DJ a wedding tonight. I just didn't go.
What?
And at the time, I had, I'm a kid, right? Like, I have no idea the significance of that. But for some reason, now, 30 years later, I'm still thinking about the fact that this guy literally, can you imagine if your wedding DJ just didn't, like, now I think, I've been to so many weddings, I'm like, oh my God, what if your wedding DJ just didn't show up? I mean, I guess you can sue for that.
Right.
But I think, I don't know, maybe
yes,
you can.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a
breach
of contract.
A wedding with no DJ, what would you have done? Like, turn the radio on? Like, what do you do? I don't, I mean, that would be a disaster.
Well, my mom's wedding photographer found out that he had celiacs at the wedding, so he had to be rushed to the ER. So, like, there were just disposable photos from then on, you know.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was a medical issue, so what are you going to do? But
yeah, I'm just like, I at the time I was like, oh, you're just not going to work, okay. And now, oh my God, like, yeah, you were the entertainment.
Right, there's no aux cord back in the day.
Right,
that would be my dream. I'd be like, put me in, coach. I mean,
Right. I mean, now you could like get a Bluetooth speaker, right, and everyone's got every song you could play. You could stream something. There's a lot of options now. Back then, I don't know what you would have done. Put a tape in.
Right, your drunk uncle would have to sing or something.
Turn on the radio. We like,
yeah, get one of those boom boxes. Right. You know? My God, and if you don't know what that is, then I pity myself that you don't know what that is. So anyway, we're hoping that Ben's okay. Maybe he's interviewing with the competitor. I don't know. It very well could be.
What's called McDonald's? Maybe he's working his other job.
If he is, I'll take a egg McMuffin.
Yeah, bring food, Ben.
A couple hash browns, one of those Cokes, fountain Cokes too.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.